Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman, Tof Reish Ches, which deals with Seder Suda Hamafsekes. We begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Ochlin Umafsikin Kode Ben Hashmoshos. There is an obligation for a person to stop eating on Erev Yom Kippur prior to the Ben Hashmoshos. This is called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. You have to add on some time from Chol to have the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, and therefore, Shetzarech Lahosif Michol Ala Kodesh. We have to go and make some of the, quote, whole day of the ninth day of Tishrei into Kedusha of Yom Kippur. The Mishneh Berurah brings down in Sivkot Aleph, this Tosefes, Ein Bo Kares. If a person were to Rachmon Lutzan, then go and do an Aveira during this period of time, even though you've accepted upon yourself Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be Chayiv Kares. Kim Mitzvah Saseh, but you'd be over Mitzvah Saseh of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And this is learned out Yavinim Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Midrash Siv, the pasuk says, "V'nisim estav shosechem b'tishul haChodesh b'erev, me'erev at erev tishbesu shabbatchem." So there seems to be a contradiction in the pesukim. It says, "V'aminon yochol b'tishul misane." You might think that you're supposed to be misane, start the inuyim, start the afflictions already on the ninth day. Tamalom b'erev. No, it starts at nighttime. I.e. b'erev yochol b'techshach. You might think that it's at nighttime. Tamalom b'tishul has to be on the ninth day. So how do you accomplish both? That it's on the ninth day and yet it's on the erev. So okay, tzad. So the Gemara there says, "Maskil misane mibod yom." You have to start fasting and start the inuyim a little bit before the day has ended. Kedei lahosit michol ala kodesh. That Tosefes Yom HaKippurim that you add on from the weekday to be kodesh. Began b'tziyosu moset. And likewise, at the other end, at the end of Yom Kippur, you also add on a little bit from chol to kodesh. Midirsiv me'erev ad erev. So at both ends, you have this Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. In the Shaar HaTzion, notice Aleph, he brings down from the Taz, Shehik Shalim Zeh. The Taz wasn't happy with his drasha, and he says, look at the Eliyahu Rabbah, who's Miyashiv this, and you can see this in Dershu footnote number 2, that the Taz's kash is, Shekivin Shalomdu Miposik Zeh, Mitzvah Sa'achila B'chi. We learned that, we spent a whole lot of time discussing that there's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth day. That's from the Mashmos of the Gemara in Yuma. Shemi Shalom Eid B'Pasik Zeh, Eschiv Tosefes, Lolomi B'menu, Es Mitzvah Sa'achila B'chi. You can't learn both. You can't learn out Tosefes Yom HaKippurim and the mitzvah to eat on the ninth day from the same Pasuk. So that was the Taz's Kasha. And the Eliyahu Rabbah answers to, from the Levush, Sha'amar Al-Kach, he brought this up, and he says, Bier, Ech Mikol Mokom Mitochen Lidro Shtei Droshos B'Pasik Zeh. And he's showing us a way that you can learn out both of these things from this Pasuk. Back to the Mechaber, he writes, this Tosefes, he brings this down from the Rosh, this amount that you have to add on is not specified. Zeh ain't lo shir. This Tosefes Yom HaKippurim doesn't have a shir, a set amount to it. Elakol the Ben HaShemoshos, it has to be somewhat before the Ben HaShemoshos period of time starts. When is this Ben HaShemoshos period of time? Shizmano, Elef v'chamesh mios amma, the amount of time that it takes a person to walk 1,500 ammas, which is 3/4 of a meal. 2,000 amma, which if you assume it's 18 minutes to walk a meal, so this would be roughly 13.5 minutes, because if you divide the 18 minutes into 4, so each quarter of a meal is 4.5, so you deduct from the 18, 4.5, you're left with 13.5. Now, so big machlokas, which we'll see inside of the Mishneh Berurah, is this at the start of the Shkia, or is it at the end, the last 13.5 minutes before Vaday Tzeisa Kochavim, the famous machlokis between the Shita of the Gaonim and the Vilna Gaon versus the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll see inside now in the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Beis. So he says, Rod Saloma, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Shishir Ben Hashmashos Hu Shir Mahalach Elev Chamesh Meos Amma. The amount of time the Ben Hashmashos is 13.5 minutes, V'l'erech Rev Hashor Kodim Tzeisa Kochavim, which is going to be 15 minutes before the Tzeisa Kochavim. But which Tzeisa Kochavim are we referring to? And this again goes according to the shear that a person can walk 18 minutes, one meal. The Rashi does it say, no, you can walk one meal in 24 minutes. So then it would be a different shear. So we're just working with the 18 minutes. That's the chumer that we use, for example, for Shmur Matz, we say 18 minutes. In any event, but Kodim Lazet, this shear of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is prior to this 13.5 minutes Tzarech Lahosif Mat. Before the Ben HaShemoshos, you have to add on to a little bit. V'shir at Tosefos, how much you add on, im Ben HaShemoshos biyachad oli kimah chatzi shoah. So with the shear of the Ben HaShemoshos being 13.5 minutes, and the Tosefes, which is roughly about 15 minutes, you get up roughly about a half an hour. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, in regards to Tosefes Shabbos, that we have a whole discussion there, Shizman HaTosefes, who Behechrech called the Bein HaShemashos. There, it's clearly before the Bein HaShemashos. So to Ovir, it has to be before the Bein HaShemashos, because during the Bein HaShemashos, it's already a Sofik Doraisa, and therefore not a question. And he says, this Tosefes, that you mechuyev to do Al Pi Hadin, so he brings down in the Sefer Machane Yisof, in the Chofetz Chaim, in the name of the Chayi Adam, in regards to Tosefes Shabbos, Shichola Me'elea. It automatically comes on. Tosefes Shabbos isn't something that you accept upon yourself. The Tosefes Shabbos comes no matter what. She'eino mechuyeves Al Pi Hadin, Tuliyah B'Kabaloso. It's not only when you accept it. And he says, this is a major mistake. Tos Gedola, Torim Hamona Am. People mistakenly think that they have to accept upon themselves this Tosefes Shabbos. He says, no, this comes on by itself. They do not have to say it. It's very nice if they want to accept a longer period of time. They should say, I hereby accept upon myself Tosefes Shabbos. But the Tosefes Shabbos comes no matter what. Now, back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Vinei HaShulchan Aruch Hizkir Shezeh Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyoto. This idea that the Bein HaShemashos is the 13.5 minutes before it says HaKochavim, like we just said, that is the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. However, we learned this already. There are many Rishonim, including Gaonim, Rishonim, and this is known as the Vilna Gaon's Shita. The Gamad Groh, Hiskam Shita, and it's been popularly referred to as the Groh's Shita or the Gaonim's Shita. The Bein HaShemashos Maskel Tekev Achar Tchilas Hashkia. That no, you start the Bein HaShemashos period of time the minute the Shkia starts. So the minute the sun sets, that's when you start the Bein HaShemashos period of time, not the last 13.5 minutes, which is an hour later roughly, before we call it Vaday Tzeis HaKochavim, which would be 72 minutes, then it's Vaday Tzeis HaKochavim according to Rabbeinu Tam. So it's only the last 13.5 minutes, roughly 58.5 minutes after the sun is set, that you will begin the Bein HaShemashos according to Rabbeinu Tam, and according to the Vilna Gaon, it's pure dark outside already. It's definitely nighttime, min hadin, min haTorah. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon sheet is Dainu Mishor Shachaman Iskase Beinenu. When the sun sets, that's when the Bein HaShemashos starts. Uzmana Tosafos, and the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, the Tosefes Shabbos, has to be before that. Shetzorach Losev Hainu Kodim Shkia Sechama. It's a period of time before Shkia Sechama. That's why women light candles 18 minutes before the Shkia, because we follow this opinion. And he says, and there it discusses how much time you actually should do for Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And the issue foot number 7 reminds us, to separate a half an hour before the Shkia, or at least 20 minutes before the Shkia, is praiseworthy. This way, you'll be Yotzi all the Rishonim, including even the Shita of the Uraim, who says that actually 18 minutes before the Shkia, that's when the night starts. And that's only the Tosefes Yom HaShabbos or Yom HaKippurim is only 20 minutes before the Shkia. And this way, if you light 20 minutes before the Shkia or 30 minutes before the Shkia, the minute in Yerushalayim is light 40 minutes before the Shkia, you're definitely Yotzi even the Shita of the Uraim. He says, Linyan Achila. He says, the same thing applies over here in terms of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim for stopping eating. One should stop at least 20 minutes before the Shkia. The issue foot number 8 says, this doesn't only apply to eating. He says, in regards as well to Rechitza and Sicha, to washing yourself, anointing yourself, Nilas HaSandal, taking off your leather shoes, and Tashmish HaMita, and having relations with your wife, the other 4 of the 5 Inuyim of Yom Kippur, besides Achila and Shasiya. So he brings that from the Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Reishu Dalet, Sharehein Kechila. The identical rules apply in terms of Tosefes Yom Kippurim that you have to add on for these things as well. And this, the Mishnah Berurah says, likewise in Simen Tov Reish Chav Dalid, which we'll get to, Mi'etz Hashem, in regards to the Chov Lahosif, Bi'etzias Hayom, at the end of the Yom Kippur as well, Shichola Kol Yisur Hayom Shem Kachila, that this applies to all the 5 afflictions and not only to just Achila and Shasiya. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Noshim Sha'ochlos Yishosos Adcha Shecha Shecha, if women would go and eat and drink up until Shchashecha, whichever definition you're going by, and they're not extending and having a Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, so the Mechaber brings down, they're not familiar with this din. If they are familiar with din and they're ignoring it, that's a different story, as we'll see. But here they're not familiar with this din. And in this situation, you're suspecting that they won't listen to you. They'll say, this is a chumra, and that you're making it up. So then, ein memachin biyodin, then we don't have to protest, kedesh lo yuvo lasos bizodon. Because once you teach them this, and they're not going to listen, so then you have a problem. They're now doing it b'mezid. Beforehand, they were doing it b'shogeg. So we have a principle, mutav shiu shogin v'ayu mezidin. In certain situations, it's better not to give tochacha, better not to give reproof to somebody when you don't think they're going to listen to you. So then it's better that they should continue doing their sin as a shogeg, as an unintentional sin, rather than once you teach them that you're not allowed to do it and they don't listen to you, they're now going to do it as a mezid. Now, there are many parameters of this, some of which we'll discuss now, but not all of them. Now, let's look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that in this situation, v'davko biyodei bivadai shalei kabel minu. We shouldn't give them tochacha if we're certain that they won't listen to us. However, maybe they will. Abu Basafik, Shami Yikablu, maybe they'll listen to us if we teach it to them. Then, Sarich Limchos, then we have to tell them. Afilu b'midi d'rabbanan, even in the din d'rabbanan. If we're hopeful that they'll listen to us, then we want them to do the right thing. It's only when we're certain that they won't listen to us that we say this mutav shiyu shogin. It's better that they are shogin and not doing it b'mezin, as the Ramah will teach us. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he says, I pointed out before that it goes according to the two shitas. You're certainly not allowed to do it during the Ben HaShmashos period of time. Then you're mechuyev to be mocha to them because that's an Issa Doraisa already, a Sofik Doraisa, min HaTorah, and therefore you have to go to Chumrah. Then he tells us in the Ramah, he says, this is true not only for this din of Tosefes Yom Kippur, but in regards to any Isser. We say this principle, Amrinan, Mutav Shiyu Shogin, Lo Yu Mezid. It's better that they do it without intention of doing the sin. Once you teach them that it's also, and they still do it, they'll do it b'mezid. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Dalet, this is true. If you're certain they won't listen to you, then we apply this rule for other Yisurim as well. In all of this, we don't make a distinction whether it's done in public or it's done in private. We're assuming that they're better off, if they're not going to listen to you, to not know about this rather than to know about it and do it b'mezid. Now, the issue footnote number 11 brings down, the limchos b'rabim ha'ovrim aveira b'shogeg, ba'ofen shechelkum yekablu es devara b'chelkum lo. We have a large number of people in the shul that are doing it wrong. And if you tell them, some will listen and some won't. So what should you do in that situation? The ones that will listen, great, but the ones that won't, now you've turned them from being shogeg into mezidim. So Moshe Feinstein's Hatzala the Yigas Moshe brings down, since some of them will listen, or even as a suffix that some of them will listen, Sarach Limchos, you should protest in this situation. Ve'eno lov lihimona milimchos, and you shouldn't prevent yourself from protesting because you're afraid, shayidezeh, you may see them, and some of them will be mazed. Because right now they are doing something wrong, and therefore the chance that they'll do it right, it's better that you tell them. And he adds, shocheinim yesh efsharos limchos benifrod. He says, if it's better, the ones that you think will listen to you, to try to tell them privately rather than tell everybody all together, that would certainly be best. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Hei says, "Rotz Lomar Gam Kein Bebarulo Shem Yomar Lehem Lo Yikablu Mimenu." What I'm saying here is, "Mutav Shiyu Shogin." It's only again if you're certain that they won't listen to you, then don't tell them. V'chol Zeh Davka B'Sha'achshav Hem Shogin. But this is only true if right now they don't know the din and they're shogin. But Avul Kishiyodin Shu Aser, they know the din, Vavru B'Mezid, and they're intentionally going over it. Then you do have to protest. Sarach Lo Chicham, you should give them reproof. Tochacha. Even though they're not going to listen, because you're not doing anything that's going to change. They're already not shogeg him, they're mezidim, so you should protest. However, if you didn't protest, nevertheless, if you're certain that they won't listen to you, you're not held responsible for not giving them tochacha. However, nevertheless, you should give them tochacha. They should know that it's wrong what they're doing, since they know that it's wrong what they're doing. The Ruach continues and he says, "V'davka this din that mutav shiyu shogin lo yimuzidim is davka she'enu mefurish b'torah. It's when something is not written in the Torah, then we can say maybe they're doing it b'shogeg, because it's not written b'feirish in the Torah, and therefore even though af b'shul daraisa, maybe they don't know about it. However, avol mefurish b'torah, but if it's b'feirish something written in the Torah, then mochin b'yodim. He brings down from the Ran and the Rosh in the name of the Itor that then you have to protest because it's written in the Torah." It's impossible that it would be in that situation that they are really shogeg, they really are mezidin. There are those modern-day poskim that say that that's not true nowadays. There are truly people that have no clue, even things written in the Torah they're not aware of, and that this din may not be applicable in many cases. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Vav, Because if it's not written down in the Torah, then we certainly have the right to assume that they don't know the din. And the fact that they won't listen to us, when we tell them that it's aser, that's because they don't understand the machmas to kill the hadavar. They just assume that this isn't real. They mistakenly think that's a chumrah. They mistakenly think that you're really making it up. In this situation, we say, since they're not going to listen to us, better that we not tell them. But if it's feirish written in the Torah that you're not allowed to do this, we assume that they definitely know it. And they're not really shogim. And therefore, you can't say it's better that they do it b'shogeg, because they really aren't doing it b'shogeg, because it's written b'feirish. And therefore, mechinabu, we protest, v'anshinon luhu ad deparsha, and we do whatever we can to make them stop what they're doing. Dirshu footnote number 12 brings down, what are the guidelines for this? So the Pnei Yoshua already writes, Shahainu afilu mitzvah shi karamina Torah, v'rak perushua whom divrei sofrim. He says, even if something is ikka from the Torah, and it's just explained, that's included in this gather as well. On the other hand, the Aruch Lener says, Shemitzvah kazu harihikim ufresh v'torah. He says, no, that's as if it's written beferish in the Torah, and we don't say mutu shushokin in that situation. And it's only something like Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, where the ikker of the mitzvah is all a drush. There's no real statement in the Torah that they would know it from. So he says, that is considered kenem ufresh v'torah. As I said, there are other posts from today that say that because Nebuch, there's so many people that are really like a Tinok Shenishba, and they don't understand anything. Even though it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to do certain things on Shabbos, they don't understand that, and they don't even do it in a way that would be considered something that's befeirish written in the Torah. So Shech to Shlit to set that in this situation, even nowadays, there would be considered something that's Mefurish B'Torah is not, in this regard, a din of Mefurish B'Torah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Zayin says, Davka b'deleka sakana. This is only when there is no concern of life. If they're going to attack you, Avodika chashash sakana. If they're going to attack you, or they're going to tell on you to the government, so then, ain't tzarech limchos, then there's no chiv to protest. B'kein kosa b'chinuch mitzvah reish lamites. It says the b'feirish of the chinuch in regard to mitzvah reish lamites, ayin sham, where this then is brought down. It says as well, look in choshe mishpah, simen yud beis, and yoredeya, simen shilam adalid, which if you look in Dirshu footnotes number 14 and 15, in the issue foot number 14, it brings down the Ramah that says, Bizmanenu, Nagu Shalolim Chos Bidei Ovi Aver, we don't go in protest because there's a chashash that they're going to tell us to the government, and the government is going to only look for ways to harm the Jews. And the issue foot number 15 brings down, Shenagu Lohakil Limonim Limchos Bidei Ovi Aver, today we don't do this, Kim Sheish Lochos Shiamdu Agufenu Mamono, that they'll come in to physically attack us or financially attack us. And a person isn't obligated to give up his mamon for this mitzvah of Tochacha. However, he says, but ofen she'ain have sidvada, if there isn't a guarantee, so then Dayan Weiss, Atzal, and the Minchas Yitzchak brings down, she'ain niftar b'kach mitzvah tochacha, then you shouldn't use this as a reason not to do tochacha, and he brings down the words of the Ramah, that's davko b'ofen shall have sidvada, only if you're certain it's going to cause you a financial loss, but not if it's only a potential. We continue with the Ramah, and he says, vim yodeya, if you know, she'ain dvar v'nishmoyin, if you know that they're not going to listen to, lo yoma b'rabim lo chichon rak pamachas, then you only have to publicly tell them not to do what they're doing one time. But you shouldn't keep on doing this in the Rabbim, because you know that they're not going to listen to you, so one time is enough. But in private, to an individual, you should keep on giving them tochacha, until they hit you because they're so upset you keep on reminding them, or they curse you. And this is brought down in the name of the Nimuki Yosef. In the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yudi says, Zekoi Gamkein al Dover Habafurish B'Torah. This is even for something that's beferish in the Torah. And certainly, Vuadin, al Sharmezin, or anything else that they're doing on purpose, Dainu Shodeshu Asur Vauverzah. The person knows that it's Asur. Atzof Agor. This goes on everything that the Ramos said. Then he adds, Vine Loshon, Vim Yodeya, if you know that they're not going to listen to you. So Kosovo Achronim Sheinu Meduklik. It doesn't literally mean that. Do Ad Akshav Gamkein Mari Bahochi. Until now, we were also talking about where if you know for certain. The Chanal, as we already explained. Ella, this over here is the Ba'al L'chadesh, the Yeshchiluk Bein Rabim L'yochad. There's a difference between the public and individual. The Barabim, Kishiyodeya, Shein Dvar V'Nishmoyin, in public, when you know they're not going to listen to you, M'chuyiv L'ochich or Rak Pam Echad, then you do it one time. Abu B'yochad, M'chuyiv L'ochich, Kam Apam Ad Hakko O'Klola. In private, you do it differently, as we said. Sivkot Ntes, Rak Pam Achas, Ula Yishmo, maybe they'll listen to you. Okay, they Yiyah Elohem, Pisum Peh, or they shouldn't have an opportunity to say, you don't tell me. There's a mitzvah to give tochach, and sometimes there's a mitzvah not to give tochach. So once you do it once, and you know they're not going to listen, that's enough. Sukkot and Yud, you have to give them tochach. If it's a private sin that they're doing privately without being done publicly, so then you give them to a chacha privately. But if they're doing it in public, you should give them to a chacha right away, so it should be a chilul Hashem. The issue foot number 90 reminds us you should always give to a chacha benachas ubaloshen raki in a soft, calm voice. He provides other details there, ayin shan. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yidal tells us, yesh omer, the day av she is nope oachote. He doesn't have to curse you, he could just be upset with you. Then you don't give any more tochacho. You shouldn't cause him to hate you. With this, we conclude today's shir.